This is the astrology forecast for the 2017 Leo Full Moon Lunar Eclipse by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Leo Full Moon Lunar Eclipse takes place on February 10th or 11th, 2017 at 4:32 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12:32 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 22 degrees Leo, 28 minutes, 22 degrees Aquarius, 28 minutes. This year's Leo full moon has the subtlety of a powder keg igniting. It's a pileup of combustible influences that stoke the year's theme of self-actualization. And like a powder keg's igniting, it's blowing some situations to smithereens and blasting us further into this wild new phase. Like any full moon, it's bringing emotional outpourings to a head. They're especially larger than life now for multiple reasons. One is the moon sign, Leo, which has a bent for drama and grabbing the spotlight. Feeling sufficiently seen, acknowledged, and validated is a hot topic now. Some people are going to attack any perceived shortfall with attention-grabbing antics. Others, channeling the proud and regal possibilities of Leo, will respond by walking away from devaluing situations with head held high. Another reason for the larger-than-life emotions is this full moon's nature as lunar eclipse, which escalates the loony factor exponentially. Lunar eclipse emotions aren't merely aggrandized, they're forceful, overwhelming, and enormously informative, and so are the revelations that accompany them. What is seen cannot be unseen. Life will never be quite the same again. This month's full moon launches a 2-year cycle of eclipses on the Leo-Aquarius axis, which has us revising and revisiting and resetting the challenge of shining as individuals while coexisting within a group. A defining question is, who is your tribe? Here's another. Where is your stage? Watch for related themes, situations, and even people to come back, perhaps only in your thoughts, from the summers of 1998 through 2000, the last time we underwent this eclipse cycle. We are profoundly different now, though, so our responses to this year's issues and triggers will be markedly different than they were some 19 years ago. Since then, we've refocused our priorities, gained acute self-awareness, and shed most inclination to contort ourselves to make a relationship work. The first returns are coming this week and continue as the eclipse unrolls over the next 6 months. Who sees your light? Who fuels it? Who doesn't? There's no point in running after anyone who leaves or who fails to see you, nor in continuing if you're dancing your heart out in front of people who aren't aware you're in the room. Realizations are flipping internal switches in an instant and permanently. But wait, there is still more reason for the extraordinary uproar. The sun and the moon are locking into the controlled firepower of the Saturn-Uranus trine, which ignited in December and fuels us for most of this year. Even if that trine did not activate anything in your chart and in your heart, this full moon makes the potential immediate and personal. Impulses are erupting from within, maybe from anger, maybe from passion, maybe from a raw life force that you can't entirely define. You have got to have freedom to express yourself. Whether you're seeing yet where you're going, you are seeing what you're leaving. You have every incentive to get a move on. Action hero Mars, ruler of our drive and ambition, is ultimately in charge of this eclipse. Here's how. The moon in Leo answers to the sun, which is in Aquarius. It answers to Uranus, which is in Aries, and therefore answers to Mars, which is in his home base of Aries. Mars doesn't wait for permission or for premeditated thought. A hothead and a risk taker, he simply acts. And that's what we're all doing. The leaps and lunges, comings and goings, switches flipping, and all of the rest of the commotion stand to benefit us greatly. Bountiful Jupiter, bestower of optimism and expansiveness, is making helpful links to both the sun and the moon. Those contacts could further balloon some of the eclipse's dramas to cartoonish proportions, but they could just as easily cushion the impact or help us see why they're ultimately good for us. Many of them are. Revelations, partings of the way, and split-second emotional decisions all carry profound healing potential. The moon and Jupiter are making a yod, or finger of God, that points directly to Chiron in Pisces, embodiment of our abiding collective wound. We are being called to address, even immerse ourselves in, interconnectedness. The concept is seemingly incompatible with this moon mission. Tap into the elevated perspective of the Aquarius Sun and think of it this way. On a micro level, it's time to separate from the herd and venture forth in mutually appreciative networks. On a macro level, though, we're in this together, various herds and all. I will be talking more about this in a Facebook Live Astro Chat on the Om Times Magazine Facebook page on Friday, the day of the eclipse, February 10th at noon Eastern Standard Time. And just in time for Valentine's Day, if you'd like an understanding of how you are wired for love, please take my one-hour talk, The Astro Keys to Love, which explains what you want, how you go after it, but what you really need, often not the same things. At 8 o'clock on Thursday, February 9th, at the Om Times online expert learning platform, experts.omtimes.com/Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Biehl, B-I-E-H-L, and the course will be available on demand afterwards. I'm Kathy Biehl, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years experience. Visit my website, empowermentunlimited.net, for my weekly podcasts, to sign up for my weekly mailing list, and to book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.